When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Terry Bradshaw sings Christmas songs for the whole family from 1996. That's a song called Christmas to Me, released in 2021 by Rachel Bradshaw, featuring Terry Bradshaw.
From Super Bowls 13 and 14, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, that Terry Bradshaw. The NFL Hall of Fame quarterback and his family were the stars of a reality series called The Bradshaw Bunch in 2020 and 2021.
You probably know my dad, Terry Bradshaw.
This is my beautiful wife, Tammy. Say hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
The best part is we can mess with Dad.
Oh! The kids will wear you out.
Yep, no matter how old they are.
I'm a great singer. When did you get Botox?
I really have to go.
32 years old and you're doing Botox?
They're adults now. They make their own decisions.
I'm going to do a scrotum tuck.
No.
The Bradshaw Bunch this September, only on E!
Rachel Bradshaw is the oldest of Terry's children. According to her website, rachelbradshawmusic.com, Terry introduced Rachel to music through her now favorite tune, Crazy, by Patsy Cline, a song they would always make time to sing together between the football games or TV appearances that highlighted her childhood. In 2010, Rachel co-wrote and sang backing vocals on the gold-selling top 40 country single, What Do You Want? By Jared Neiman.
Now tell me, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want from me? Are you trying to bring back the tears? Just some memories.
Not long after the Bradshaw Bunch premiered in September of 2020, Rachel started releasing her own singles. The recording of Christmas to Me, along with her father Terry, was even featured on an episode of the show.
Crackles and pops like the record they're playing. We're dancing and swaying. All that I'm saying is...
The song sounds amazing. You're hitting all the right notes. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
Yes, I'm very proud of myself.
Good. So am I.
You should join me. You want to sing with me?
When have I ever turned down a chance to sing?
That would be so fun.
Look, the dogs even like it.
Yes.
But this was hardly Terry Bradshaw's first time in the recording studio. Back in 1976, when he was already a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Terry Bradshaw signed a record deal with Mercury Records.
Mercury.
According to a 2019 Rolling Stone article by Stephen L. Betts, Bradshaw had auditioned for a Mercury Records executive over the phone by singing the Hank Williams classic, Your Cheatin' Heart. Coincidentally, that same song was featured in several Super Bowl commercials for Pepsi years later. Mercury Records signed Terry Bradshaw in 1975. He somehow found time to record the album that December in Nashville, even with the Steelers headed back to the playoffs in that same month. The album's title track, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, was another Hank Williams song. Bradshaw's version was released as a single and even made it onto the charts. It only reached number 91 on the Billboard Hot 100, but it peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Country Singles chart.
He sounds too blue to cry.
Bradshaw performed a handful of shows during the NFL offseason, but his country music career never fully took off. Though it had a couple of singles that charted, the album itself never actually did. Not long after its release, Bradshaw lost his record deal after supposedly bad-mouthing Mercury Records in a newspaper interview. Ultimately, football was his true calling anyways. He's made occasional returns to music over the years. In 1980, he even briefly returned to the charts with a minor hit called Until You, released by the Christian label Benson Records.
Until you, I was half the person looking for the rest of me, like a message in a bottle.
He would release another country album in 1981 titled Here in My Heart, but that would be the last of his albums for 15 years. And for years, Bradshaw had wanted to make a Christmas album. In a 2012 interview with Chuck Dauphin for Billboard.com, Bradshaw said, quote, "I had gone to producer Jerry Crutchfield and said that I wanted to do a Christmas album for my kids when they were kids. They're not anymore. I planned to fund it myself so I could control it and give it to them as a Christmas present. My lights go up the first week of October, and I take them down in February, so they are up for a while. I listen to Christmas music and watch the same movies year after year." End quote. Now, this is where the story gets a little bit confusing. The Billboard article says that the album kept getting put off and never came to be. And Bradshaw himself goes on to say, quote, "Then, Don Imus found an old copy of a Christmas album that Jerry and I had worked on. Jerry actually flew out to LA and tried to fix it, but he couldn't because the tracks were recorded in the wrong key. So I tried to sing in that key, but I didn't have the range. So we aborted the project. One of the guys involved with it got mad, so he took the songs and printed out some copies and put it on the black market. Imus got a hold of it and would play it all the time. I would just cringe." End quote. So this is all a bit confusing to me, because despite the claims of bootlegs, I have a physical copy of this CD, and which seems to have gotten a proper release on Dove Music. So I'm just going to say it. In 1996, Terry Bradshaw Sings Christmas Songs for the Whole Family was released on Dove Music.
Hey, you heard of Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't sing like him at all.
The album begins with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows.
The confusion on if this album is a bootleg or not continues in the album's liner notes, which features a quote from Bradshaw that reads, "As a child, I remember that my family was always together at Christmas. My mom and dad, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins. The presents we received were really just a bonus to me. The real gift was that the whole family was always together and how we treasured and celebrated the spirit and meaning of this most special day. I wanted to do this album because I love Christmas more than any other holiday or any celebration, and because it brings families together in such a close and loving way. I wanted to do Christmas songs for my kids so that one day, when I'm taking a dirt nap and Christmas rolls around, my children will always remember their daddy and what Christmas represented to him and the Christmas values he held so dear."
The reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join an indie reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?"
Dove Music is an imprint of Dove Audio, mostly known for audiobooks. Film and music producer Michael Wiener and his wife, actress Deborah Raffin, started Dove Books on Tape in 1985. The label's first bestseller was Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time.
Chapter 1, Our Picture of the Universe.
By the way, you may remember me talking about Michael Wiener on the show before. He was the producer of the Best of Marcel Marceau album that I covered. And if you don't remember, here's a clip of that album. Moving on. Up next is a song that was first published in 1857 with the title The One Horse Open Sleigh, and was thought of as more of a Thanksgiving song than a Christmas song. Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle.
In the 2012 interview with Billboard, Bradshaw spoke about producer Jerry Crutchfield, saying, quote, "Jerry had this one song which I loved. We did it, and also did Silent Night, but didn't really like it. Lights of Louisiana turned out great, so we decided to send it out to radio," end quote. That's true. Lights of Louisiana was released in 2012 and is actually available to stream on Spotify. But the article said that a new Christmas album would be coming in 2013, though that never happened. But he recorded a version of Silent Night for this album as well.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender.
Jerry Crutchfield was a record producer, songwriter, and musician, in addition to being a publishing and record label executive. Throughout his career, Crutchfield was nominated multiple times as producer of the Country Music Association's Song of the Year Award, winning twice. As a songwriter, he had over 150 songs recorded by artists like Elvis Presley, Tammy Wynette, Ricky Nelson, and Lou Rawls.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in...
All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth was written by Donald Yetter Gardner in 1944 while he was teaching music at public schools in Smithtown, New York. He got the idea for the song when he asked his class what they wanted for Christmas. Then he noticed that almost all of them had at least one front tooth missing and answered his question with a lisp. Supposedly, he wrote the song in about 30 minutes. And for whatever reason, this album lists the song simply as My Two Front Teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie bitten on a thistle.
Unfortunately, there are almost no credits anywhere on this album. We have producer Jerry Crutchfield and executive producers Michael Wiener and Deborah Raffin. Other than that, the only other music credit is arrangements by Ken Heller. And I'd love to tell you more about Ken Heller, but I just can't. So, here's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a pee. Thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
To close the album, Bradshaw sings a rendition of the most recorded Christmas song, Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to. Where the tree tops glitter.
listen, and children listen to hear.
But Terry Bradshaw would hardly be the last NFL player to record a Christmas album. At the time of this recording, for the last 2 years, players on the Philadelphia Eagles recorded and released charity albums under the title A Philly Special Christmas. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.